Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC. Friday morning, it's time for another market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning. And Roy, it was a holiday-shortened week again this week, out early on Wednesday. Of course, no trade yesterday, and we resume here this morning for a full trading session here today. But at the close of the day on Wednesday, some weakness had crept back into the market, huh?
We did. You know, one of the things about a holiday shortened week is that trading is kind of thin, and a lot of times if we get a little bit of a momentum started, the price changes pretty fast, because there aren't that many people in the pits and all on the computers. And so you know, kind of what we had on Wednesday afternoon was the wheat price kind of dropped like a rock, and corn and beans accordingly followed. And so, you know, I don't like to see that. Nobody wants to see prices go down, but I'd say it's not unusual, and you probably shouldn't be too scared by it.
Now, the story, and we've hit on this a couple of weeks here in the past and have been watching it further develop, is corn basis, and a pretty nice example of that with your local elevator, huh?
Right, the corn basis. I was just checking after the market closed on Wednesday, and in the last month, from December 1st to Wednesday, the corn basis improved by 11 cents a bushel. And I just happened to stop in the elevator to say hi and wish them a Merry Christmas, and they were bragging about they already got one pile of corn that was stored outside. They already got it picked up, and they're going to start working on the other one. And so, there's an awful lot of corn around, but it's very encouraging to see them starting to pick up those outside piles, even though we haven't turned the calendar to the 1st of January yet.
Yeah, very interesting on that. And movement's been pretty good, I understand, both domestically and internationally. We've had some good shipment weeks internationally. We've had some good ethanol grinds here recently. Let's talk about some other inputs, fertilizer and diesel. Since we're getting close to the end of the year here, some folks are thinking about maybe prepaying some of next year's inputs for tax purposes this year. How does that relate to our marketing plan, Roy?
Well, of course, any of those inputs are pretty important, and the price of gasoline has attracted a lot of attention. I was in Omaha Monday afternoon, and actually went by a station that had $1.99 for gasoline, and a lot of people who are not familiar with agriculture probably think that farmers are going to get by cheap, but they don't understand that farmers in general don't burn a lot of gasoline. They burn, for their heavy work, they burn diesel fuel, and that means combines, tractors, and especially semis for hauling grain. And so, you know, you like to see the price of energy go down, and in long term it's better for us, but the diesel fuel price has not followed the gasoline price to near the extent that most people probably think. And on a related item, you know, the natural gas price affects the price of nitrogen fertilizer, because natural gas is the biggest input in nitrogen fertilizer. And so the price of natural gas has been low for actually several years, but if it goes any lower, it's eventually going to have an effect on the price of anhydrous ammonia and other nitrogen fertilizers.
Now, something to watch out for on the nitrogen fertilizer front: we have a couple of new plants that are being that are expected to be built up in North Dakota, and that's going to have kind of a trickle-down effect, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. North Dakota, of course, has sourced a lot of the liquid energy, the natural gas, crude oil, and so forth. And also, my understanding is there's a new one that's been approved for southeast Iowa, which, you know, would put it right in the heart of corn country. And you know, if they follow through and go ahead and build these, at long run it's going to lower the price of our inputs, and we would hope maybe make it a little easier to get a margin on that. But you know, that's a couple of years down the road yet. I think we need to be aware of it, but it's not going to have much effect on us for the 2015 crop.
All right. Here we are, Christmas week. New Year's week is next week. 2015, the week after that. What are kind of the keys that we're watching here, Roy?
Well, in the soybean market, keep an eye on the basis. You know, before we talked here, I was comparing the soybean basis to what it was on the 1st of December, and the basis has, actually, as the bean price has kind of held steady or gone a little bit higher, the basis is pretty much weakened just a little bit. But conversely, in the corn market, the basis is improved, and you know, that's evidence of what my elevator operator was talking about, that hey, they've got a lot of corn, but they're getting rid of it. And so you know, if corn basis keeps improving, it's going to certainly give us some opportunities to sell last year's corn, or maybe add some hedges for 2015.
For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, always good to talk to you. Thank you much, and we'll talk to you next week in the new year, okay?
I'll sure look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, that's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.